is a Monday, the 13th of June, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the past 2 years have been just one shock after another for American farmers and farmers really around the world. Soaring gasoline prices mean higher costs to run farm equipment. Of course, that means much higher prices to simply get food to the market. Fertilizer costs are way up. Some countries have stopped exporting fertilizer entirely. That, of course, means lower profit margins or buying less fertilizer and dealing with lower yields. On a lot of marginal land, it means not bothering to plant and grow food at all. Well, thanks to Biden's unlimited everlasting stimulus, there's a labor shortage everywhere in the country, too. So farmers are under pressure, a lot of pressure. Some of them are going broke. Some of them are starting to listen to buyers who are looking to snatch up their farmland. The Stu Peters Show covered a story about Oklahoma. The CCP is buying up land en masse. All over the country, farmers are selling their land off to solar power companies. For example, here in Florida, Florida Power and Light is gobbling up Florida's famous citrus orchards. The same thing is happening in lots of other states as well. It's pretty insane, actually. The sun shines literally everywhere. There's tons of places that you could build solar plants where the land is otherwise useless. We have 500,000 square miles of desert in the west of this country. Put the solar panels there. But our government is obsessed with green energy and green jobs. So there's all kinds of tax breaks and favorable treatment to encourage green energy, even in places where it destroys our ability to feed ourselves. So that's what we're getting. Less food and more windmills and solar panels, all while we're headed for the worst food crisis in decades, thanks to an undeclared war that we're now fighting against Russia, apparently, in Ukraine. It's all so ridiculous and so stupid, you can't help but ask if it's all somehow intentional. Clayton Llewellyn is the CEO of HeavensHarvest.com. Heaven's Harvest offers emergency food kits, heirloom seeds, fire starting kits, cookbooks, and a whole lot more for making sure that you and your family can thrive even in a crumbling America. And Clayton joins us now. Clayton, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Hey, Stu, thanks for having me.
So, I mean, I guess the real question is this actually by accident? Are all of these things put together coincidences, or is there something much more diabolical and cynical happening here?
It's crazy your opening there. I had a phone call with a gentleman, a really good friend of mine in Immokalee, Florida, about an hour right after we hung up the phone last time. Everything you just talked about, he's living it. He's a, by trade, he's a mechanic. He works on all those big farms down there. When machines break, he fixes them. He designs plows. I mean, that's his job. When I got off the phone with you last time, I said, Henry, how's it going? What have we been up to? He goes, man, we are nothing. It's dead. There ain't nothing going on. This guy's been doing this for 50 years. Like, this is his job. He's made a living doing this. I said, well, what's going on? FPL's buying up all the citrus. They've lost thousands of acres of citrus trees. He goes, the tomato farmers and the pepper farmers this year, he's like, half of them have it planted. The other half only planted like half of what they normally do. So I'm guessing the costs are too high to plant. You know what I mean? They know what that acre's worth. If it costs that much to plant it, they're not going to plant it. You know what I mean? They're gonna let it sit there.
Why are they doing it there? That's the big question. Why there? Why do we have to buy up citrus fields and knock all these trees down that provide fruit for people to consume? Why do we have to do it there when we have huge land masses of available wasteland, basically?
We have enough oil in the ground, too, for 100 years for this country. Why are we buying it from Venezuela, Iran, Saudi Arabia? I mean, we're paying $120 for a barrel of oil, and we got plenty in the dirt below us. Like, Stu, I don't get it. It's almost like this is designed. I mean, they're up to something.
So, if it is by design, look, we can put this on the screen right now. I covered this with Patrick Howley. This was a National File exclusive. The CCP in Oklahoma is buying up thousands and thousands of square acres. The Chinese, like our biggest adversary, these people want to see us dead. And as a matter of fact, just as a side note here, Clayton, we outsource, 95% of our pharmaceuticals to China and the rest of them in India. These people, the people who hate us and would like to see us dead, are the ones that are manufacturing 95% of what Americans are consuming for their health. We're talking diabetics, we're talking insulin, ADHD medication, everything that you can think of under the sun that's prescribed to you by a doctor is coming from there. How do we know that we're not getting placebos? How do we know that this cancer-fighting stuff isn't actually causing cancer? And now they're buying up the land. What's actually being done on these fields? Well, in this particular story uncovered by Patrick Howley, they're growing illegal marijuana. So we now have farmers who are being paid big amounts of money to either destroy and burn down their crops or just walk away altogether. And it's being replaced by illegal marijuana grows. And who's tending this? Well, illegal aliens, of course, are tending this. How do you explain all of this, and where are we headed if this continues?
Well, if you take everything away from the American farmer, we no longer control our food source. You've just outsourced all of our food to a foreign country. You know, I remember when I didn't realize that all our pharmaceuticals and all that were coming out of China. As soon as COVID hit, we realized we didn't have any antibiotics. Like, it's all coming out of China. Like, how do we trust these countries with our medicine? And I kind of thought that would have woke us up at that point, but it hasn't. We're doing with everything now. I mean, food's coming out of Mexico, fertilizer out of Ukraine. Like, it's just crazy. I don't know. I can't explain it.
So the last time you were on, I mean, we talked about the food that we're consuming today was actually planted or grown months ago, several months, even up to a year, depending on what it is. And then these things get stored away. So the food that we're going to be consuming a year from now is stuff that's being planted and grown right now. So if it's not being planted or grown right now, it's not hyperbolic or tinfoil hat to say that we are going to be dealing with some serious shortages, if not full-fledged famine.
Dude, if we think food is expensive right now, give it 6 months. The food they're putting in the ground today is costing $6-$7 in diesel to plant it. It's going to be crazy what food costs here shortly. And I'll tell you what else is crazy. All those farmers in Florida and Southern California, the truckers, a lot of those are small independent truckers. They've quit coming to Florida to get the food. They're not even delivering it. So the guys that do have a crop, it's sitting there going bad on the vine because they can't get truckers to deliver it.
Where are they? Just, Why aren't they showing? I mean, where are they going?
Wait, I mean, if these guys have a contract set up to deliver, to pick up this food and deliver it to Maine, well, diesel, they've priced that contract at $3 a gallon, and now diesel's $6 or $7 a gallon. Who's going to fulfill that contract? Nobody's going to drive for free. They're all going to back out, and it's exactly what they're doing. Like, they can't get food.
In California, we have all these ships that are just sitting out there waiting. And then we had a whistleblower from one of these ports that came on the program. I don't know, this is going back 6 or 7 months now, who said, yeah, the goods are here. They're ready to pick up, but the truckers are not showing up. And when they do, they're told to turn around and go away.
Yep. Just wait now. I mean, what's diesel in California? $7, $8, $9 a gallon?
Regular gasoline is $7 a gallon in California, and probably much less wherever the rest of our viewership is watching this broadcast from.
So wait till this crop comes in here in a couple months. It ain't getting delivered. And they've only planted half of what they normally plant. Like, I'm telling you, there's going to be a huge, huge food shortage. Huge. Like, it's going to hit the city.
This is like black pill fear porn is what they say. Oh, this is like way over the top. You know, but okay, so for people who get it, heavensharvest.com, this is your outfit, you new advertiser on the show. We love having you here, by the way, because we love helping people, and that's what we're doing here. So people that want to prep, they go into the store, they buy a lot of things. They have no idea how to use them, how to consume them. Explain how Heaven's Harvest can help.
We've taken two different routes to this. We started with an heirloom seed kit. The heirloom seed kit is kind of the ultimate tool in your survival guide. You can't buy enough food to last a lifetime. I would love to sell it all to you, but it's humanly impossible. You can't store it. You know, it's too much. But we have an heirloom seed kit. It's got 39 different varieties of heirloom seeds. We've got books, tons of literature to show you how to plant these things, how to grow them. Anything you can add to your food cache is going to help. Even if you're in the city, everybody always tells me that. You know, like, I live in an apartment. Like, I can't do this. I can't do that. Get something growing. Because pretty soon, I don't think you're going to be able to get a tomato. You're not going to be able to get a pepper. You're not going to be able to afford to get a pepper. I mean, it's just crazy. But we also have the emergency survival food. And this stuff is really important because this gets you through the beginning of it. I mean, if something happens today, you obviously can't, you know, go out to your garden and grab it. So the survival food is a great thing just to stick in your closet, keep it there. You know, you can help your friends. You can help your family. Because when the grocery store runs out, what do they say, 4 days? Is all we have worth of food on the shelf? 4 days, and that's it, you're out. Like, it'll be crazy in the cities. It's gonna be insane. So get that emergency survival food. There's four different kinds. There's entree buckets, breakfast buckets, protein buckets, and we got a fruit and vegetable bucket. There's plenty of literature. Like, it's a good place to go to get stocked up on stuff. We have it in stock right now. So get it while we have it, because I don't think it's going to last a whole lot longer.
Yeah, check it out, heavensharvest.com. Great site, all kinds of great things there. But you brought up an interesting point. Four days of food is what's on the shelves in your typical supermarket, 4 days of goods. We have seen entire empires fall. We've seen revolutions begin because of famine. I mean, this is in our history. It's amazing what people will do to feed their kids. I know that there's nothing I wouldn't do to feed my kids. So really, there's no script here. This is an endless, limitless things that people will do, essentially. And I'm talking about violence specifically, so I don't need to hint around. I'm talking about violence. People will kill people for food. So if you think that you saw violence in the summer of 2020 as Antifa and Black Lives Matter criminal thug terrorists burned down cities with impunity, there was no shortage of food happening then. So, I mean, can you imagine what's going to happen in this country when we're told or when we go and we can't get the basic things that we need for our kids to survive? I mean, it's going to be all out. Where people will be going door to door, robbing people, breaking into their homes. People are going to be home. Obviously, they're going to defend their life, liberty, and property. We still have guns here in this country. Some great news coming up on 2A, by the way, a constitutional carry bill. It sounds like coming out of the Supreme Court either this week or potentially next. People are going to get violent. Do you agree?
Stu, absolutely. Everybody, it's funny because we get phone calls all the time. Well, that can't happen here. That's not going to happen here. This is going to be worse than the Arab Spring. You know what I mean? We just starved our infants. There's no food for infants. This is supposedly the greatest country in the world and we can't feed our infants. Don't think for a second they're concerned about you. You know, as soon as that food runs dry, the cities are going to erupt. There's 4 days, 4 days worth of food. The cities will erupt. The cops are going to go home to protect their families. So when you call 911, there's not going to be anybody coming for you because they're going to be home taking care of their own.
It's unbelievable that we're sitting in a place where we're talking about this. Yeah. And all of this, 100% of it, is being done intentionally. It's all being done on purpose. You bring up great points. I mean, you really are well articulated in this because you don't think about that. Yeah, they want to kill you. We talk about that every day on this program. They're trying to inject you to death, starve you to death. But yes, what have we sent as a message, an indicator to the country? No baby formula. So we're going to starve infants. We're going to do it on purpose when there's a fix there. It can happen right now. Peter Navarro on the show last week said if he was still in charge economically under Trump, this would have been fixed. Boom, right now. These are things that can be dealt with. They can be fixed immediately. They don't want to. It's super obvious. So when are we going to actually start having the conversation? Why is it you're not allowed to talk about these things?
Dude, I don't know. I'm completely lost by the situation. Oil, we can fix it immediately. Food, we could fix it immediately. It's just I'm lost as to what's coming. I don't have an answer for it. Get prepared. Get food in the closet. Churches need to have this stuff. They need to have a room full of this stuff because people are going to be coming to churches looking for food.
They will. Absolutely. Heavensharvest.com, great advertiser here on the program. It's not even an advertiser. We're a partnership here because we're doing great things for the Stu Peters Show tribe and the family here. Specifically, people have a great family-type feeling here on the program, which is why we're so effective, and that's why people will go to war for us, with us, and do what's right. I mean, it's really difficult times. It's really hard to believe that we're here, and thank you for doing what you do. Yes, churches, if you are out there, get this stuff stocked up. Schools. Private schools, clubs, neighborhood, gathering places or community centers that have, children at them. People, put this stuff in your closet. Don't be caught with your pants down. You'd rather be caught with it than caught without it. This is stuff that you can use. Heavensharvest.com. Clayton Llewellyn, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Do one more thing. Can I throw something else in there?
Of course.
Don't go into this alone. A lone wolf dies. You need a team. You need a group. Where we live, we've got a group of us the whole way around there. We got water. We've got water filters. We've got food. We've got gardens. Don't think you're going to do this alone.
Yeah, and talk to your neighbors about this, and when you'll know who they are. The ones that look at you like you're crazy when you go ask them if they want to be a part of the club are the ones you want to remember their faces for when the famine hits, because technically the chances are they're going to be the ones wearing ski masks in your backyard trying to get what you have. Heavensharvest.com. Clayton, thanks again. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Dude, thanks for having us.
Of course.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost. Free shipping. Cancel anytime. Preparation on demand. Water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal. Or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
So Judicial Watch just used the Freedom of Information Act to force the release of a whole trove of documents involving Moderna. Dr. Jane Ruby is with us now and says that they reveal a conspiracy from their very beginning for their vaccines to target male fertility and turn men sterile. I mean, we knew all about this. Obviously, the idea here is depopulation. These aren't adverse events or side effects. Dr. Jane, these are intended consequences. But most importantly, also right now, we have 20 million kids with this pharmaceutical gun pointed right at their head.
Yes, Stu, this is a huge week. This is the hill that everybody has to die on. Tomorrow, June 14th, and Wednesday, June 15th, there are meetings each day for Pfizer and Moderna. They are going to get, as we know, because the FDA is a sham and it's gone. It is actually part of the DOD and part of both companies. They're going to get their authorizations for an emergency use of this mRNA gene therapy poison into 6-month-old babies up to 5 years old, which will pretty much complete, you know, the whole age range across the lifespan this week. And it's just, I just can't ring the bell loud enough. We have so much evidence of the toxicity and the poison and what we believe is the end game to damage the human genetic family forever. And if you survive long enough, otherwise you're dead in a few weeks, a few months, or maybe growing strange electro circuitry in your blood vessels.
Yeah, it's not hyperbolic to say virtually everybody who gets this shot is going to die an early death. I mean, they're going to die sooner than they normally would have died. This has irreversible, irreparable, damaging effects that were intended for the purpose of killing people. I mean, there's really no other way to look at this, and now they're going to put this into kids. But this thing is really ugly. I mean, these pictures, these images that you've sent over here, go through these, explain what this is. This is, by the way, as you're looking at this is now what the emergency use is going to authorize for people to be injecting their children as young as 6 months old, and this is what is going into these kids.
Yeah, Stu, this is horrific. The first picture is the one that we've talked about before, and I've showed on my show a number of times. It's what Mr. Richard Hirschman, the 20-year board-certified embalmer, pulled through a carotid artery of a deceased person about a month or so ago. It's very long. It's about 6 inches long, just for scale. You can see it there in his hand. And so what now we have is the first layer of a laboratory analysis by a hyper microscopy by Mike Adams, who is the founder of Raytheon TV and edits naturalnews.com. He was gracious enough to take this on. You know, we've been looking, Stu, for 6 months. Mr. Hirschman has been independently looking. I've been keeping my antenna up, as you know, for a credible lab, someone who is earnest and has integrity and is willing to look at this. So we finally brokered the meeting between Mike Adams and Mr. Hirschman just a few days ago. We kept it quiet so that it wasn't sabotaged or interrupted. And just last night before midnight, Mike broke his first level findings, which are deep microscopy. And he's seeing circuitry, Stu. He's seeing metallic pieces. But remember, this is what has been assembled by the body inside blood vessels. I want everybody to follow after Stu's show. right now, just follow me into my show, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. We're going to go into many more pictures in detail. You'll see the circuitry, you'll see a wiring. And this is what is, remember, inside of that picture that Stu just introduced, that picture in Mr. Hirschman's hands.
This is disgusting. I mean, this is coming out of somebody's body. This is what is going into these kids. Everybody who views this program, I've said this before, everybody who views this program has either already made up their mind that they're not going to get it, or they got it and they have remorse, and now they've learned about these things. They have, you know, buyer's remorse. They have jab shame, I guess, if you will. They wish that they had not have gotten the damn thing. It's poison, and now they've learned a whole lot about this. So when is the conversation actually going to open up among lawmakers who we send there to represent us? When is the conversation actually going to happen and people are going to acknowledge? I mean, we have military aircraft crashing. We have pilots dying at the controls of airplanes. We have, you know, athletes at the peak of their physical health just dropping dead on the field. The average used to be no more than 10 and an average of around 5 every year. We have now, what, 300 in 2021? 300 professional athletes in that setting, like collapsing unexplainably. When is the conversation going to actually be opened up for people to understand what they're injecting their kids with?
Stu, what these pictures are,
it's going to take,
based on what you just said, are sudden adult death syndrome. Okay. It's ridiculous. It's premeditated murder. These are the self-assembling nanoparticles that Fauci mentioned, and it's in his transcript from December 4th, 2019, before the House Energy Committee and the Subcommittee on Investigations and Oversight. He called it. He said it's going to be mRNA technology platform with self-assembling nanoparticles. Nobody stopped him. Nobody asked him to clarify. Nobody put an end to it, because I believe our entire congressional house is compromised. They're quiet for a reason. They know this is happening. Any normal person would come out against this screaming and yelling. And as you said, it's about to hit the 20 million babies and toddlers between the ages of 6 months and under 5 years old. It's about to hit them this week. My God, the Department of HHS, they have the shipments ready, Stu. They're on the trucks and ready to go. They know this is a sham. They know it's just a formality.
At what point? I mean, seriously, this is the elephant in the room. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody. So at what point, what's it going to take for people to say, we have to stop this? I mean, does it have to hit their doorstep? Does their kid have to die? And then when they speak out, of course, we know what happens to these people. These people have just lost their child, right? These people want to tell their story, and they're not allowed to. They can be deplatformed from social media. They could be investigated by CPS and targeted by this criminal trafficking operation and have the remaining kids that are still alive removed from their care because they want to speak out about what killed their child. They could be carted off to jail and arrested. This is really where we are as a country. I mean, what the hell is going on?
It's uncanny. And I have to tell you that social media and media in general is filled with hundreds and hundreds and thousands of parents recording and talking about the death of their child after their shots or their boosters, but in this sort of dissonance, saying, we just don't know how it happened. It's right in front of them. I don't know if it's denial, because they might end up killing themselves if they really make the connection and acknowledge it, or what it is, but
there's just so many different factors. There's so many different things. There's the stated goal, the words of the criminal themselves, of the psychopath, serial killers committing mass murder, genocidal injections, euthanasia shots all over the place. These people have told you they want to reduce the size of the nuclear family. They want to eradicate Christianity. They want to be able to freely, like, participate in the right to kill unborn babies. They want to depopulate the planet to 500 million people, as written clearly on the Georgia Guidestones. That would mean, by the way, if you want me to do the math for you, we have to kill 7.5 billion people. Now we're finding out that this is making men sterile. It's making women infertile. They can't birth children. Deanna Lorraine just interviewed somebody on the Stu Peters Network. Truth Social, Trump's social media outlet, censored this interview talking about spontaneous abortions and unwanted miscarriages happening as a result of these people getting jabbed. We're hiding this all over the place. Meanwhile, Trump is still out pushing for this jab and for people to take this first, second, third boosters, water your house plants with it, buy it all up, you know, inject it into your pets and animals, bathe in it if you can. We're going to try to make it where at, you know, at our resorts, maybe the swimming pools are, you know, flooded with this vaccine substance, this mRNA. I mean, this is absolutely insanity. This is ridiculous. These people are trying to kill us. They're telling you that they're trying to kill you. And yet people are rushing their kids to the front of the line. I've got about a minute left here. Final words, Dr. Jane.
Yep. I just want to wrap up on your intro. You led us into this with the Moderna. This is the Moderna FOIA result, really quick, that Judicial Watch filed, right? Now, a lot of people are talking about it yet, but that's where we saw the fertility evidence. You can see clearly in there that in the animal studies, they showed Pfizer and Moderna's materials both showed toxic, you know, toxic levels during pregnancy of animals. They reduced chances of pregnancy. People are not going to be able to procreate, and they're just not going to put it together, Stu. This is the week for the hill that we die on.
Exactly what they want. All of this is a wet dream for these wicked people trying to kill your kids. That's what they want. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. Look forward to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show immediately following this program, the Stu Peters Network on Rumble, or of course, please go to stupeters.com. Have a great day.
Thanks, Stu.
Stu Peters Show is brought to you, of course, by our good friends over at GoldCo, who have helped thousands of people to protect their retirement savings, everything that they've worked hard to earn, even harder to save, against government theft. They're stealing everything. I mean, they're stealing the lives of our children. They're stealing our kids and giving them a way to psychopaths and groomers and molesters and child trafficking operations like CPS. They're stealing our individual liberty and our freedom. Of course, they're going to steal your money. And then, oh, we'll do it in the name of hyperinflation. Everything just happens to cost more. We have no idea why. Could it be that we're fighting in an undeclared war in Ukraine and making Vladimir Putin the boogeyman? This is all nonsense, but they're coming for your money. There's absolutely no question about it. They're going to try to cripple you. So you have to protect that retirement savings from that theft with physical gold and silver from GoldCo. Plus, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Call my good friends at GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
The medical mafia is ripping life-saving medication off the shelves, overwhelming the system.
You will not fill ivermectin for COVID. You can that,
that's okay. Against, you that's against the law.
No, actually it's not.
While communist doctors are doing everything they can to withhold care from patients in need.
Vaccination, Jim, has been the solution to every major public health issue. But when you have a virus that's circulating in the community and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem.
But there's hope. Dr. Stella Emanuel is saving lives with early treatments that are proven to work.
I just want to let everybody know, in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick. Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet.
Dr. Stella is taking patients today. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU to book an appointment and get life-saving meds sent straight to your doorstep. No hassle, no Fauci, only compassion. drstellamd.com, promo code STU.
Well, just as we suspected, she's not going to quit. Candace Taylor is still fighting for the people of Georgia. And right now, what that means is verifying that Georgia's elections are legitimate. Fat chance. Candace is collecting affidavits of people who voted for her to see if they exceed the supposed primary vote total. And it sounds like they've already made some interesting findings that tell us a whole lot about how this primary election and the way that it was conducted. Candace Taylor is with us now. So this is an interesting method that you're using. This is like really the people and asking them to repeat their voice.
Right.
Uncanny.
Well, it was, you know, an idea that we had. We talked about doing lawsuits. You talk about all these things that other people have tried that have failed dismally. And so we thought about the fact that each voter goes in, they vote. They can do a sworn statement saying who they vote for. It takes some time. An affidavit has to be notarized and it has to be scanned in so we can have a count. But it's going to be worth it. And the thing is, our votes were kept to 3.4%, 41,000 votes, when there were 1.2 million voters that actually voted in the Republican primary. So it's not going to be hard to collect the number of votes we need to show. 159 counties, we already have several counties where we had 2 votes, 4 votes, 6 votes, that we have more affidavits than we do actual votes registered.
All right. So that's probably important for people to understand. And I just want to be clear about what you just said. So you have counties where a certain number of people were reported to have voted for you. A total number of people was tabulated. This is how many people voted in this particular county. Now you have affidavits from people, sworn affidavit, which is a legal document, by the way, of people saying, I voted for Candace Taylor. And the number of affidavits that you have of people saying, I voted for Candace Taylor, is greater than the number of people that voted according to the official vote total.
That's correct. And so we'll go to each individual county that this happens in. So when we get, say we get 25 affidavits, so that's 25 voters that are swearing and attesting that they voted in the Republican primary for Candace Taylor. And we have a county that has six that are saying, okay, well, this is how many votes we have on the books for you that you actually received. So 25 affidavits, six votes on the reported Secretary of State's website. We will go to that county and we will say, explain this. We need a paper count because obviously you have 25 sworn statements saying that they voted for me in your county and you only have me as six votes.
So we've seen how the courts have handled all this, right? They've ignored it. They've refused to hear it. The Supreme Court, all the way down to district courts, courts in the counties, state jurisdictions. They have just completely said, nope, we're not going to question the veracity of this election. I mean, that seems to be the narrative. Even Russian state television is saying we're not going to question the veracity of the United States election. How do you take these affidavits now and actually make this go somewhere? What's the mechanism?
It's a vehicle or mechanism. So you go to the county election office, you demand a hand count because obviously we have more affidavits than we're showing voters. If that doesn't work, then you proceed to a lawsuit and it can go all the way to the Supreme Court. These are legal documents. This is proof. Everybody wants to see the proof. We'll show the proof, show the proof. We also have proof in a graph that a PhD engineer created that shows that I have exactly 5% of Brian Kemp's total votes that he received when they started releasing votes the night of the election all the way to the end of the night. You can multiply his total by 0.05 and you get my numbers. And my graph can fit exactly on top of his. We had vote totals that went down three times. I know we don't understand how votes can go down, but they did. They dipped down three times significantly. And
do you understand that? How can they? How do votes go down?
They don't go down. And that's another issue. So we have this graph. This is why I'm doing the affidavits, because I
Are we just going to pretend like this is some sort of a conspiracy? Is that what's happening here? I mean, our courts.
Yeah.
And what about law enforcement? I mean, isn't it criminal to do this, to cheat? I mean, it's proven.
Yeah,
like, there's a problem here. Here's the proof. These are legal documents. These are sworn affidavits. So aside from lawsuits, I mean, who's going to jail?
Right. Where's the sheriffs? Where are they? Why are they not making sure they have fair legal votes and elections in their county? It's a law. It's illegal to do this. In fact, Stu, what's interesting is I'm having people push back on me doing the affidavits. If they're not worried about me and they know I didn't receive the votes, why are you worried? But they're on there and they're saying, isn't this ballot harvesting? I'm like, are you kidding me? Ballot harvesting is going in harvesting ballots illegally from voters, illegally voting on those ballots, illegally taking them to a drop box and dropping them off, and then they're illegally counted. You're talking about four illegal actions for ballot harvesting. No, this is swearing and attesting that you actually voted for someone, and that's your right as a citizen. But that's where they spin the narrative. They want to spin the narrative in whichever way it fits them and suits them.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, and we've also heard so many times, okay, well, there may have been inconsistencies, or there may have been cheating, or there may have been fraud, small pockets of this and that, but it's not widespread and it's not enough to affect any elections. So what's the threshold that we're willing to accept as Americans? If there's 300 million people roughly that voted in an election, total across a board, let's just use that as a number, 100 million, let's just use 100 million, that people that voted in this country in 2020, which we know it was more than that, but just for illustration purposes, like how many of those people are like, well, if my vote was the one that really didn't count, or if I voted for Candace and it went to the CCP-controlled sellout Brian Kemp that did nothing and stood down in the face of a clearly fraudulent election, that's fine. Am I just supposed to be okay with that? Like, who in the hell is, who in their right mind would object to us knowing that in this constitutional republic that we call the United States of America, that we actually still participate in a democratic process of sorts to send representatives of the people to go then and take instruction from us? I mean, what is the threshold that we're willing to accept?
Right, because it's communism. And, you know, it also goes back to the whole establishment and this money game of how much money do they spend? Well, how much do they spend on media? How much do they spend here? Well, she didn't spend enough there. So surely her numbers won't be the same. And grassroots only get this percentage. And I've heard this all over the state. I've heard it for 2 years as I've campaigned. The people are in a different position. They did not know. They may have been cheating elections somewhat with up to 10% for the past 20 years, but they didn't hijack a whole entire election with hundreds of thousands of votes that they did in 2020 until 2 years ago, and we know it now. But people know it. They're very upset. They're not going to stop. And then when you have a primary that turns out like ours did in Georgia and like the one that did in Pennsylvania, people are going to ask questions. This new voting system and the way that they can go in and do algorithms and the way they can manipulate is a whole different level than anything we've ever experienced before. And we're not going to sit around and roll over and play dead. We're not going to do that. We're going to hold them accountable. We're going to hold their feet to the fire. When the numbers don't look right, it doesn't look right for me to have exactly 5% of the governor's vote count the entire time votes are released. We go down at the same time, the three intervals. That doesn't look right. When it doesn't look right, we're going to ask questions. Yes, we're going to do affidavits. You held me to this low percentage. I can easily prove it. We're going to prove it. When we come back, we get the facts in about a week, 2 weeks. I'm going to come back on here and I'm going to show you the statistics and the numbers that's going to make you sick.
Part of what we do when we look at situations like this is obviously we use like Occam's razor. What is most logical? What is most possible? Obviously, you can't unsee things. Something can't be in front of you. And then you go, whoops, I cover my eyes or plug your ears. You know, people like to do the la, 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 like kids, right? Like, I didn't hear that. But when you look at the 2020 election, let's just go back to this for example. You have 13 or 14 people showing up to a Joe Biden rally. Most of them are in the press corps. A lot of them work for him. And then you have, what, 40, 50,000 and then another 100,000 waiting outside for President Trump. I've never seen anything like it. In my years here, and I don't think that there's ever been a more polarized, more excitement when it comes to a candidate, and specifically now just political times in general. And so they try to convince you that 84 million people, more people voted for Joe Biden than the first black president, the Kenyan-born Barack Obama, who should have never been a president anyways. But the fix has been in for God only knows how long, but we know that in 16 they had it rigged and we just beat the algorithms by showing up. But, you know, speaking about your situation, I mean, I came to Georgia. I came there with Mike Lindell and Lauren Witzke and Todd Coconato and several others, and we were there. I saw nearly 1,000 people there showing up in South Georgia, which is out in the middle of nowhere. Really, you have to drive a pretty considerable distance to get there. Meanwhile, at the same exact time that you announced that, another for Purdue was announced the same day. And then shortly thereafter, after your rally, Mike Pence, the traitor, the sellout who fraudulently certified a stolen election. This guy comes down and has a rally for Purdue, and they bust in college students who apparently refused to get off the bus. There was very few people there, like 100 people, which means 50 probably organically. So we see these things are measurable. I mean, to the person that uses common sense, these things are measurable. And now you have the data here to prove this, and for people to not listen, what is it that the people need to do now? Because people need direction, right? So in Georgia specifically, if you have an ask for people, what would it be?
Yeah, so all of your listeners who voted for Candace Taylor in Georgia, if you went and voted for me, please go to my website, CandaceTaylor.com, and do the affidavit. It gives you step-by-step what to do. It is, you do have to get a notary, but you can go to your library or your doctor's offices, your post office, the grocery store, the banks, and they'll notarize it for you, and you can mail it in. If you don't have an access to a notary, you can't find one, we can do one virtually, and all that's on there. Just go to the website, CandaceTaylor.com, and you can get the notary there, and you can get it filled out. We can get the affidavit, and we'll start putting it in a folder like we're doing.
CandaceTaylor.com. Go there right now. CandaceTaylor.com. If you voted for Candace, and I know that so many thousands, tens of thousands of you did. And it's funny how these numbers are exactly the same as this show reported on an accidental publishing of some test numbers leading up to the primary from this WSB, who's in on the whole thing with Kemp, and they have, you know, this land that they purchased, and the CCP is involved. I mean, these people are all connected. We know that the media is the enemy of the people. And whoops, guess what happened? Those numbers are almost exactly the same as the final primary results. These weren't accidental numbers. They were the real numbers that they just happened to publish early with the AP and WSB. CandaceTaylor.com. Again, CandaceTaylor.com. Look, we're doing everything that we can to try to handle this thing diplomatically and peacefully, but there's only so much that people are going to take when the vote's being disenfranchised. This thing is going to obviously naturally escalate. You know, and so we want to do this the peaceful way. Don't let them try to shift the narrative into saying that somehow we're violent people because we want to make sure that the vote's counted. Candace Taylor, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Keeping up with the thefts of elections and information and affidavits and processing, keeping up with the information superhighway every single day. I mean, it's at our fingertips. We get on here trying to decipher what's real and what's not. People trying to pull the wool over our eyes. It's not going to happen. If you're truly Stu Crew, then you embrace a dominant brain. You know that we have to have a dominant brain. You wake up in the morning, no more hitting the snooze button, no more coffee required or a shot of caffeine before you interact with people. Nobody's going to be able to fool you or dupe you when you use the great products from Newtopia. Go to dominanceondemand.com. What's there? These are brain supplements, everything from a chill state of Zen meditation in the evening time. By the way, without alcohol, because we know that alcohol kills brain cells and we're trying to strengthen brain cells. Get these great, safe, non-addictive, 100% legal brain supplements if you want like added aggression, if you're going to go work out, or if you need focus and clarity for processing information. No more coffee, none of that required. Go to dominanceondemand.com. Check out the products for yourself. Tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to dominanceondemand.com.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabs have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
I was incapacitated. I was literally laying down the entire day with a terrible migraine. I actually passed clots, which obviously is insanely alarming.
Clots?
Yes.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
You know about the shady election practices all over the country, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and those places at least have the excuse of being purple states. But the state that has no excuses is Utah. Utah is ultra-Republican and has been for decades, but maybe that's the exact problem, because Democrats haven't won elections there in ages. All of the most immoral, ambitious, dishonest people in Utah join the Republican Party because all they care about is getting power however they can. Many of them are liberals and don't care about enacting liberal policies as soon as they have enough power to get away with it, and you're supposed to believe that. That's exactly what's happening. That's why Utah has a Republican governor who recites his pronouns for other people. It's why Utah's elections are a George Soros fantasy, actually. Utah has universal mail-in voting. It has same-day voter registration. They're developing a new system called ranked choice voting to make it easier for left-wing candidates to win. They're exploring the use of voting by mobile phone right now. It's all massively vulnerable to fraud, which is the exact idea, actually. And now The Utah Rhino government is doing everything that it can to keep people from finding the truth about this system. Jennifer Orton and Sophie Anderson are friends who despise corruption at all levels, which means that they can be friends of mine. Both are mothers of four energetic teens. Today, they helped lead the pivotal mask mandate overturn for Salt Lake County, fought indoctrination in schools, and they're exposing Utah's election and political issues, battling the lieutenant governor in court to get access to election data. Shouldn't be a problem. Jennifer submitted an open records request for information pertaining to elections that she had herself voted in. She asked for ballot images, cast vote records, tabulator data, Dropbox videos, and a copy of the state's Project Backup database, which is supplied to election auditors. Utah is a Republican state, so Jennifer might reasonably have expected her state to just have these records so they could get them back to her quickly. She might also have expected to get the records and not to have to wait a long time while overpaid and underworked government employees finish them out. What Jennifer absolutely did not expect was that the lieutenant governor of that state would get directly involved to block her request. But that naturally is, of course, precisely what happened. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson blasted out an email to every county in the state titled, quote, "Use my template response. Deny all grandma request for election records." Grandma's the name of Utah's Freedom of Information Act equivalent. Then Henderson's letter says this, quote, "Hello, everyone. Upon approval from the lieutenant governor, below is a template for the grandma request mentioned. Dear insert name here, thank you for reaching out to our office. Unfortunately, our office is unable to provide the requested records to you. All ballots and election materials are sealed for a period of 22 months and then destroyed without opening or examining them. As such, we are unable to provide you with any backup data." Then Orton's grandma requests to a left-wing reporter at the Salt Lake Tribune, Brian Schott, so that he could harass the people investigating Utah's elections. Jennifer Orton and Sophie Anderson join us now. This is like just blatant, wide in the open fraud and cover-up. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I think Sophie and I, we realized through the public records, and I want to be really clear, Sophie was making many of those requests with me. Her experience has been identical to mine. We realized the corruption, the collusion, and the crimes that were going on. And it explains exactly why the threats. And, you know, let's not forget our governor published shortly after our request that we made for this election data, a statement in the newspaper saying that citizens who question election integrity are, quote, playing a very dangerous game. This is the same time we had the men in the, on the doorstep, you know, being followed, tracked. I got a tracker put on my car. I have, you know, my computer's been hacked. I got the bugs, all those things. So we have a tendency to believe every word that he's saying. We have proof of threats from the from Governor Cox to the legislators in closed door sessions saying, if you even mention the word audit or elections, right, yes. I'll destroy your career. So this is a very real thing that's been going on.
So we're dangerous because we're asking to make sure that our vote counts. And then if you look into it at all, you're saying they put trackers on your car and bugs in your computers and they're monitoring. I mean, this sounds like a fictional movie.
Yeah, the tracker was put on my car during an election event that Sophie and I hosted. We had former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman here from Wisconsin to speak. We had Tina Peters. We had Jeff O'Donnell, the lone raccoon, who was the one who did the third report for Mesa County. And down south in St. George, we also had Professor David Clements. And apparently that was a big enough target that Lieutenant Governor Henderson threw her own event the same evening, the same time, same place. And we've been told it was in direct response to our event, which, by the way, we sold out. She didn't. And she didn't even attend her own event ultimately. And so we always joke, what's her alibi? Who put that tracker on our car during that event?
Yeah. So, okay. The people of Utah, they see this. I mean, this is right out in the wide open. Nope. We're sealing this and then we're destroying them. And don't you dare ask any questions. I mean, this is what this is saying. I'm instructing you as an oligarch here. You are going to obey me. You're not going to ask any questions about this. And if I catch you doing it, there's going to be problems for you. So what's been the response from people who are viewing this letter? Like, wait a minute, what is really going on here?
Well, we've been so excited because it seems like Deidre Henderson, all her attempts to thwart us and subvert our efforts have woken up the people of Utah, and they're realizing that our government officials, our elected, well, we call them our selected, not elected officials because of what we know about our elections. They have been woke, they're waking up by in mass numbers and realizing that they have to take action because our state is in big, big trouble because we've put all these rhinos in positions of power, and the way they've manipulated our elections and our vote, they're going to stay in power unless we figure out this election fraud that is just rampant in our state.
But it's been hard because they blocked all access to data for us. Our Utah law allows it, and we've actually had an appeals court here state that we can have the data, and they just keep appealing these things. When you put that, you know, that black, they had a blackout, by the way, a statewide blackout on election data. Suddenly, miraculously, right at the time Cox wins his own election, which, by the way, he ran his own election thanks to Senate Bill 25, which when Cox was installed in 2013, he did not win the election. He was appointed, not elected. There was a law passed. Do you want to tell them
what's super quick? Yeah, SB 0025 in 2013 was brought before the Utah State Legislature. And in this bill, it says that in a state of emergency in the state of Utah, all election processes authority is turned over to the lieutenant governor. Now, mind you, this was in 2013. Fast forward to 2020, Cox is because we're in a state of emergency that they seem to really, really be very intent on keeping us in a state of emergency over the span, you know, the scamdemic. He's able to run his very own election because he was a lieutenant governor, and this bill turned elections over to lieutenant governor.
And then
we've been frustrated about nothing getting done here, too. I mean, everybody, that's the biggest concern. I think everybody's the most frustrated because this is so rampant. It's right out in front of everybody. Nothing's getting done. So you ask people to get involved. Well, asking to get involved, one of the things a lot of people need to do is look at this data for themselves so they can process it, right? Because there's psyops and misinformation, disinformation, lies. Just we're built on an empire of lies is what's happening here. And they're using everything to their advantage to steal these elections and overtake our country with communism. That's not a hyperbolic statement. That's what's happening here. We see it in our schools. Everywhere we go, government has infiltrated your life with fakeness and wokeness and transgenderism and stealing kids and raping them and trafficking them and killing them with injections. And then stealing your election, and if you question it, you're going to jail and getting tracked down by the government. So when you ask people to get involved, obviously they're a little apathetic, a little cautious about doing that because people have just surrendered their rights because they just feel like this is impossible, an impossible feat. Now you can't even view the data. So how do people get involved? What should they do in about a minute?
We have a lawsuit filed right now. The attorney general has twice now stepped in. Lieutenant Governor Henderson intervened in this lawsuit. And if people want to get involved, they can help with our legal fees. But if not, we just need people to spread the word. We have Two Red Pills is our name on Rumble and Telegram channel. We have got tons of evidence, tons of documentation, and lots of calls to action, even a PDF up there that would apply to the whole nation on what you can do to save your own county. We just need boots on the ground helping us with this. The threats don't scare us, to be honest with you. Losing our country to communism scares us the most. We will not.
I'm coming out to Utah. I got to hang out with these two. The Two Red Pills, go there on Rumble. Check them out. Jennifer Orton and Sophie Anderson, you're absolutely right about everything that you're saying. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Something I had no idea about, you probably didn't know either. Did you know that the great majority of Americans actually suffer from a magnesium deficiency? They're like, well, who cares? Who cares about that? Who cares? Magnesium. They're telling me I have to take this pill and this supplement and that one. But magnesium actually is the thing. A lack thereof will have you having low mood, restless nights, sleepless nights. Who needs that? Stress and anxiety, it's built up all over the place. So you need magnesium for Magnesium Breakthrough. The product is now like incredibly enhanced. This is like their fourth generation stuff. Seven of the most important types of magnesium when you go to takethemag.com. And that's exactly what you need to do. You need to take the mag. Go to takethemag.com. And if you like discounts and free shipping, I don't know if that's for you, use promo code StuPeters10 at checkout. You'll get 10% off plus free shipping at takethemag.com.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil
And I know, man, it's all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
All right, we're out of time for today. The Stu Peters Show brought to you every day by Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez, an amazing patriot who loves this country, and he's an independent fiduciary. He doesn't vaccinate his people, loves his family, loves Jesus. Of course, he's a God-fearing man. This is the type of person that you should be doing business with. It's your entire financial future. So visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, but they've been dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that see us to it. We're going to fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do...